Christ, our Redeemer, died on the cross, died for the sinner. In all is you, sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. Amen, amen. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass. Over you, chiefest of sinners, Jesus will say. Oh, he has promised that he will do. Wash in the fountain open for sin. Thanks the Lord, amen, for his blood. When I see the blood, saving sin, cleansing blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, blood, I will pass over you. Oh, great compassion, oh, boundless love, oh, loving kindness, faithful and and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. Yes, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood,
let's stand to our feet. Let's open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4, first of all. Let's read a couple of scriptures here. Hebrews 4, Let's read from 14 to 16.
Lisons de 14e jusqu'au 16e.
The very familiar verses.
C'est un verset trop familier.
From the scriptures.
Des écritures.
Hebrews 4, from 14 to 16.
Hébreux 4, de 14 à 16.
The Bible says, seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let's also read the book of John, chapter 17.
Jean 17.
And so we'll take our thought for the evening. John, chapter 17.
Jean, chapitre 17.
Let's just read the first six verses to begin.
Le premier verset.
John 17. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we do thank you for your word. We thank you for what these things mean. Father, may you break unto us the true meaning of your word upon this night, and may you bless your people. Father, prayer has been made for the requests. Brother David, his family, I pray for them. I pray your grace that they'll be with us tomorrow. Brother Vlad, his mum, Lord, we give it in your hands and we leave it in your hands. And we pray that you'd be glorified in these things, Lord. Father, all of you people, we dedicate them to you this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated, saints.
Vous pouvez vous asseoir, saint.
We've just read from John chapter 17,
nous avons lu de Jean, chapitre 17, hein,
which is the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Seigneur Jésus Christ.
And this was on the night of the Last Supper.
Ça, c'est un, la nuit de la souper, du souper.
He had just washed his disciples' feet.
Après avoir lavé les pieds de ses disciples,
he had had broken the bread with them.
Il a brisé du pain avec
he eux. Had opened up mysteries to them
il
of
a ouvert le mystère,
what the bread and the wine meant.
Et ce que le pain et le vin signifient.
And then he prays in chapter 17.
Et il a prié au chapitre 17.
And if you continue to chapter 18,
si vous continuez au chapitre 18,
you'll find straight away he goes to Gethsemane.
Vous allez trouver directement, il est allé à Gethsemane.
So this is very much the last thing
et ça, c'est la dernière chose
that Jesus does with and for his disciples.
Et Jésus a faim avec ses disciples.
Is he prays for them.
Il a prié pour eux.
And that's what you want to have a look at.
Et c'est ce que nous voulons regarder.
This is redemption's prayer.
Ça, c'est la prière de la rédemption.
You know, we're speaking of redemption.
On parle de la rédemption.
Because when you speak about the seals,
et quand on parle des sceaux,
the seven seals,
les sept sceaux,
are the seals of redemption.
Sont les sceaux de la rédemption.
And the heart of God,
et le cœur de Dieu,
is always set on redemption.
Et c'est toujours dans la rédemption.
You know, I think there's one thing the devil wants us to do.
Il y a une chose que le diable veut qu'il
fasse. Is to get sidetracked onto secondary issues.
Et de pouvoir être distrait de certaines choses.
And it's so easy to do it.
Et c'est trop facile de le faire.
But if we should, I do believe as believers,
je crois sûrement,
come back on a regular basis.
Et nous devons revenir dans la base régulière
and examine
et examiner
ourselves
nous-mêmes
in the light of the scripture
à travers la lumière
and
de la
ask ourselves
et nous poser la question
what is in God's heart
et qu'est-ce qui est dans les cœurs
now what is the most important thing at this time
quelle est la chose la plus importante
that God himself would have on his heart
et que Dieu lui-même en dans son
because
cœur.
I'm sure you would desire
parce que je suis sûr vous allez
to move into that same sort of a channel so that what he has on his heart
lui, là,
is the same thing that you are pursuing and I am pursuing
la même chose que moi je perçois,
as the main object of our life.
Que ça soit l'objet principal
and we know right from the beginning,
directement de le commencement,
right from when God, before he made man,
avant que Dieu puisse créer l'homme,
his heart was on redemption.
Son cœur était dans la rédemption.
The very name Jehovah,
le vrai nom Jehovah
is the redemptive name of
Amen.
God.
C'est le nom rédempteur
he has many names.
Il a plusieurs noms.
But his personal name is Jehovah.
Nom personnel, c'est Jéhovah.
And Jehovah speaks of redemption.
Et Jéhovah parle de la rédemption.
We've seen it before.
Nous l'avons vu
when he
avant.
Made man.
Et quand il a créé
that's when Jehovah was expressed.
C'est à ce moment-là que Jéhovah a
he été was exprimé. Elohim before that.
Il était un Elohim avant
the cela. Self-existing one.
Celui qui
existe but the moment lui-même. Man came on the scene,
le moment où l'homme est venu
God
sur
started
bassin,
to reveal himself.
Dieu a commencé à se révéler lui-même.
The real essence of who he was.
La vraie essence de ce qu'il
est. Now the real personal aspect
la vraie as-
of who God
vrai
is.
Aspect personnel de
is
ce
God
Dieu
is a redeemer.
C'est Dieu un rédempteur.
And that in his dealings with us.
Et la façon dont il traite avec
this
nous,
whole creation that is made.
La créature.
The whole
créé,
plan that he has.
Tout le plan qu'il a.
Is a plan of redemption.
C'est le plan de
that is what is on his heart.
C'est ce qui est dans son cœur.
And God doesn't change.
Et Dieu ne change
and we'll
pas.
Find Jesus.
Et nous allons trouver que
he
Jesus,
has the same thing always on his heart.
Il a la même chose dans son
cœur. And the good Jésus, thing,
la bonne
we
chose,
can read about Jesus in John 17.
À propos de Jésus dans Jean 17.
And he's exactly the same tonight.
Exactement la même chose.
As our high priest.
Et comme notre grâce
in the heavenly tabernacle.
Dans les tabernacles.
So the way that he was with his disciples.
Dont il était avec ses
the concern he had for them.
L'amour qu'il avait
how he bore them on his heart.
La façon dont il les a portés dans
he's
son
the same Jesus it says in Acts chapter 1 tonight.
He's
the same Jesus.
Le même
he hasn't changed.
Amen. Il n'a pas
friends,
changé.
I'm waiting for Jesus to
et
come back
que Jésus puisse revenir
with scars in his hands.
Avec le
I know there's people personnel. Who don't believe that.
Il y a des gens qui ne
but that
pas
is the scripture and that is
et
the
ça,
message.
C'est l'écriture. Amen.
He's coming back.
Et amen. Il
the same one in Acts 1
et
who went up.
Celui qui est monté dans
and the angel said, why are you... What are you looking for? The same Jesus who's going up, he's coming back again. I want to see him like that, friends. I want to see him the way that Thomas saw him, the disciples saw him, to see his scars and his wounds that speak of his great love towards his people. And tonight, he's the great high priest. Tonight, Paul was telling us in Hebrews, he's our great high priest who can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And if we take John 17, put it together with Hebrews 4, we're going to find that what is he doing tonight? He's interceding.
Il est en train d'interceder.
Just as much as he interceded for his disciples.
Qu'il a intercédé ici.
And when Jesus prays
quand
about something,
Jésus
friends,
prie pour quelque chose,
he has the ear of the Father.
Amen. Il a l'oreille du Père.
Remember Martha said that.
Vous rappelez, Martha
he said,
cela.
Lord,
dit, Seigneur,
I know whatever you ask,
je connais que tout ce que vous
the Father will give it to you.
Le Père va te donner.
And she knew. She didn't have so much confidence
elle
in her prayer.
De à sa
but Martha's
prière.
Confidence was in his prayer.
La de
if she
la
could touch him,
Amen.
He would make intercession
Jésus,
and Lazarus would come forth.
Et
and tonight,
et ce soir,
he's the same Jesus.
Il est le même Jésus.
He's the same.
Il est le même.
I have full confidence in his prayer.
Et tout entière dans sa prière,
that if we can touch him,
et que si on peut le
the
toucher,
Bible says he can be touched
la Bible dit qu'il peut être
by
touché,
the feelings of our infirmities.
Par les sentiments de nos infirmités.
You know, that gives us a confidence.
Cela nous donne une confiance.
If you really remember
si vous vous en souvenez,
that is Hebrews 13 verse 8. He's the same yesterday,
il est le même hier,
today and forever.
Pour toujours.
He's the same Jesus.
Il est le même Jésus.
And that great Jehovah,
ce grand Jéhovah,
through the Old Testament,
à travers l'Ancien
when
Testament,
man fell,
et quand l'homme a tombé,
they only knew him in Eden as Jehovah.
On lui a connu en Éden comme Jéhovah.
But when man fell,
et quand l'homme a
God started to unfold greater revelation of who he was. Then now came the seven redemptive names of Jehovah. He wasn't just Jehovah or Jehovah Elohim. He was now Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Shalom. According to the needs of his people, the redemptive needs of his people, God would manifest himself in various ways. And those are the seven redemptive names of Jehovah. But God didn't stop there. The full revelation
la pleine révélation
of the essence of who he is
de ce
and of redemption,
et de la redemption
was in the person of Jesus Christ.
Dans la personne de Jésus.
He was the word made flesh.
Il était la parole faite
the
chair.
Fullness of who Jehovah is.
La plénitude de ce que Jehovah
the prophet says, if you want to know what, who God is,
si vous voulez savoir ce que
he says, I used to think that God was angry with me
Dieu était en colère avec
and
moi.
Jesus loved me
et Jésus même.
Until I came to understand
jusqu'à tel point que j'ai
that
compris
Jesus is the very heart of God.
Jésus a le vrai cœur de
he
Dieu.
Is the very image of the invisible
vrai,
God.
La vraie image
he's
Dieu
the very essence of Jehovah. If you want to know who God is,
si vous voulez savoir ce que Dieu est,
don't look at us.
Il ne faut pas
we have our failings.
Nous avons
sometimes we don't reflect him the way that we should.
On ne reflecte pas la façon dont
we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Nous avons ce trésor dans ces corps terrestres.
But look away to Jesus.
Mais faut regarder à
because
Jésus.
He's the perfect reflection.
Parce qu'il est la reflection
he
parfaite.
Is the image of the invisible
Amen.
God.
Il est l'image de Dieu
and who is Jesus?
Et qui est Jésus?
He's Jehovah's Savior.
All
those redemptive names, all those redemptive attributes of Jehovah came down into one man,
Jesus.
And he is not only our Redeemer, he is our High Priest.
He is
our High Priest tonight.
You know,
God in the Old Testament, he wanted us to understand about the High Priest. So he made an earthly tabernacle. He revealed the heavenly vision, the heavenly pattern to Moses. And Moses came and made an earthly representation of what was in heaven. And one of the most important things about that tabernacle was that there was a high priest. There was a man born of a woman who was specifically chosen by Jehovah himself. In those days it was Aaron and then the sons of
Levi.
And he was called of Jehovah. And he was clothed by
Jehovah.
And he was called to be the high priest. And he had specific functions. And God was revealing to us through the tabernacle, the reality of heavenly things. And Aaron had a divine invitation that he was the only one who could come right into the Shekinah presence of God. He was qualified by Jehovah himself, called by Jehovah to go within the veil. Where God was veiled from everybody else. But Aaron could go in as the high priest. And he had on his breastplate 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. He had the people of God on his heart. So when he went in, within the veil, he had to take blood, divinely ordained blood from a sacrifice. He went with a censer of incense, speaking of prayer. So he went with the blood. He went with the power of intercession. He went into the very presence of God. And he had the people on his heart. And that's what the high priest was to do. He was to make intercession, to sprinkle the blood, to offer incense in the presence of Jehovah on behalf of the failings of the people, the sins of the people, to make reconciliation between the people and God so that God could continue to dwell in the midst, so God could continue to redeem them as his people, so God could continue to express his attributes of redemption. And that high priest, he changed. Aaron passed away. The sons of Levi came from generation to generation. But every one of those high priests was representing a spiritual truth that there was coming the real high priest, born of a woman. woman, virgin born, who also suffered from the infirmities of a man, as Jesus did, yet without sin. And he, Paul tells us, he went into the very presence of God for us. When he ascended, he went with the sacrifice of his own blood. And he presented his own blood. And friends, the believer's hope tonight is that blood. That blood still speaks on behalf of people that require Jehovah to express his redemption to them. And Jesus didn't go with an incense censer. He went with the power of his own prayer. The power of intercession. He is now the mediator between God and man. And no man can come unto the Father without coming through this great high priest. And friends, tonight, we have a high priest who can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, because God as Jehovah, he couldn't understand in a sense what it was to be a man. God judged himself and he said, for me to fully understand, for me to be a complete redeemer, I need to come down from just being a spiritual being. And I need to take on flesh. And I need to be a man. And I need to know what hunger is like. I need to know what it's like to be tempted. Because the Bible says God cannot be tempted. And he tempts no man. But God had to come down as a man. Our kinsman redeemer. He had to be near kin to us. That's why the Bible says he's not ashamed to call us brethren. Friends, tonight we have a high priest and he's our big brother and his name is Jesus and he is our near kinsman. The Bible says there's a brother, there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Friends, that's where the believers hope. I don't hope in my own strength. I don't hope in my own intelligence. My hope is in my kinsman. He's my high priest. He ever liveth, the Bible says, to make intercession. And imagine the power of his intercession. Hey, when Jesus gets it on his heart to pray about something, friends, something's going to take place. And if he can be touched tonight by Brother Vlad's mother's condition, I have confidence in the power of his intercession. And on Brother Robert's father's behalf, if we can touch him and he can make intercession, friends, something's going to take place. We don't want the intercession of saints. That's paganism. We don't want the intercession of natural people. We want the intercession of the Spirit of Christ, moving people to move the high priest. And his prayers, when he prays, the petition is granted. That's the way that it all is. So in John chapter 17, let's look at this last prayer. He's just broken the bread. And he's told them, my body is going to be broken for you. He's just distributed the wine and told them, drink ye all of it. He says, this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you. He's just washed their feet. And then he prays. And this is the last thing he's going to do for them. He's going to make intercession for his people. And we're going to see in his intercession that the heart of Jesus is always set on redemption. And there's three things you want to look at. First, let's think of the time of this prayer. The timing of this prayer.
comment les temps de cette prière.
The second thing,
la deuxième
chose, we want to look at the object of this prayer.
Nous voulons regarder l'objet de cette prière.
And then we want to look at the details of this prayer.
Nous voulons regarder le détail.
Because
de cette
friends,
prière.
There's tremendous virtue in this prayer.
Il y a beaucoup de vertus à cette prière.
Because Jesus was praying for you and he was praying for me.
Jésus est en train de prier pour vous et pour moi.
In John chapter 17.
Dans Jean chapitre 17.
And if you think of who he is,
si vous pensez de qui,
because who he was is who he is.
De qui il était et qui il est.
That prayer that he prayed.
Cette prière qu'il a prié.
Friends, that's why.
Et c'est pourquoi
we are who we are.
Nous sommes ce que nous sommes.
It's because of his intercession.
À cause de son intercession.
Now you think of Jesus at this time, the timing of this prayer.
Et la façon dont il a géré le temps.
He's right on the border.
C'était directement.
This is the last thing he's going to do before he goes to Gethsemane.
C'est la dernière chose qu'il a fait avant d'aller à Gethsemane.
Now think of that.
Et pensez à propos.
He's in the shadow of the cross.
Dans l'ombre de la croix.
He's going to die the next day.
Il va mourir le jour prochain.
Not just a normal death.
Ce n'est pas juste une mort.
But the death that no other man could die.
Mort que personne d'autre ne pouvait.
He's going to die the death.
La mort
of the redeemed. He's going to pay the price.
Il va payer le prix.
He's going to die for all of us.
Il va mourir pour tous.
He's going to die.
Il va mourir
to make atonement
pour faire l'expiation
and full reconciliation
pour faire la pleine réconciliation
for God and his people.
Entre Dieu et son peuple.
He's going to pay the price.
Il va payer le prix.
Completely.
Complètement.
He's going to be judged.
Il va être jugé
on behalf of his people.
À faveur de son peuple.
He's going to be the sin offering.
Il sera l'offrande.
He's going to be the scapegoat from
il
the Old Testament.
Le bouc.
He's going to be the brazen serpent. Jesus himself tells us.
Le serpent de reins.
He's going to be sin that is judged for us.
Il sera le péché qui a été jugé pour nous.
Now imagine.
Imaginez.
He's about to enter that great storm.
À propos de pouvoir entrer cette grande
tempête. There's so much.
Il y avait beaucoup.
That he could have had on his heart at that time.
Qu'il pouvait avoir dans son cœur.
Imagine if you were to die tomorrow.
Imaginez-vous si vous allez mourir demain.
And not just to die peacefully in your bed.
Juste mourir tranquillement.
But you were to die. Out of the presence of God, under the curse of God, to meet the requirements of God's justice and judgment on behalf of the great multitude of God's elect. That's not an easy death. That is not something that you would think to enter into. And the Bible says Jesus knowing all things. He knew what he was heading into, friends.
Devant lui.
So when he comes to pray,
et quand il est arrivé
his last prayer,
son dernière prière,
with his disciples there,
avec ce disciple qui était là,
there would have been nothing wrong.
Il n'y avait rien de mauvais.
If his mind had been somewhere else.
Si ses pensées étaient en quelque chose d'autre.
If the main focus of his prayer
si
and his desire
le point principal
had been for himself.
Son désir était pour lui-même.
But in the entire prayer, he doesn't pray
mais
for himself.
Toute la prière, il n'a pas prié pour lui-même.
He prays for us.
Il a prié pour nous.
He prays for his disciples.
Il a prié pour ses disciples.
Then he prays for them that will believe
et
because of their word.
Pour ceux qui vont croire à cause de la parole.
Friend, that speaks something to me.
Cela parle, me parle quelque
because chose. When somebody is in the state of desperation,
dans les temps de
when the condition
bout,
is dark,
et quand les conditions sont sombres,
when it's like hopeless,
et comme s'il y avait plus
that's
d'espoir,
when you find out what's really in somebody's heart.
Que vous trouvez ce qui est réellement dans les
that's when you really see who somebody is.
Exactement ce qui est
quelqu'un. In the crisis,
dans le crise,
we can all be great heroes when all is going well. But when the crisis comes, when there's pressure, when there's tension, when there's fear, that's when the real thing comes out what somebody is. If somebody is an unbeliever, it's going to come out then. If someone's a believer, it's going to express itself at that time. If someone's a coward, whatever.
Si quelqu'un est hypocrite,
and Jesus in that great time of
Jésus dans ce grand moment,
entering into this great event, the greatest event,
dans ce grand événement,
God
Dieu
himself
lui-même,
dying for the sins of his people.
De mourir pour le péché de ton peuple,
imagine Jesus.
Imaginez-vous
what
Jésus.
Is on his heart at this time?
Qu'est-ce qui est dans son cœur en cette
he has his people on his heart.
Il y avait son peuple,
he has you on his heart.
Il vous avait
he
vous.
Has me on his heart.
Il m'avait dans son cœur.
In such a time as that.
Dans un temps comme celle-ci.
Look at his prayer.
Regarde à sa prière.
Look when he starts praying, verse 6.
Regarde comment il a commencé à prier, verset 6.
He says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world.
faire connaître ton nom aux hommes que tu m'as donné hors du monde.
You know what Jesus is going to do in this prayer?
Vous savez ce que Jésus doit faire dans cette prière?
He's going to reveal to us.
Il va nous révéler.
What's to come under redemption?
Ce qui va venir.
We're going to see redemption in this prayer.
Nous allons voir la rédemption dans cette prière.
We're going to see that when those seals are opened.
Et quand ces sceaux sont ouverts.
It was because of this.
C'était à cause de
ces intercession. Of this great high priest. Because of his great concern for his people. He knew he was going. And he knew his disciples were staying. And he knew that we were coming down the way. So he is going to intercede. To make sure. That the full provision of redemption. Is stored up and available. For us. To receive full redemption. Because we are the people on his heart. Friends, tonight. We are on his heart.
Nous sommes dans son cœur.
And that's the truth.
Et ça, c'est la
you
vérité.
May not feel it, but I'm telling
je
you the truth.
Pas le sentir, mais je vous dis que c'est la vérité.
That you are on his heart.
Amen. Vous êtes dans son
the
cœur.
Song says, when he was on the cross,
et la chanson dit que quand il était à la croix,
I was in his mind.
J'étais dans ses pensées.
And that is the truth.
Et ça, c'est la vérité.
Because we see it here.
Et c'est parce que nous le voyons à la fin.
He comes right to the throne of grace.
Trône de grâce.
He starts making this great prayer.
Il a commencé à faire cette grande prière.
This is a communion prayer.
Ça, c'est une prière.
He's
de la
just communion. Had communion with his disciples.
Juste la communion avec
he's les finishing les it up.
Il était en train
this
de
is the climax of his dealings with them as a man.
Tout ce qui est entraîné avec lui comme un homme.
And he intercedes for them.
Il intercède.
He prays for them.
Il a prié pour
and
eux.
He says, Father, I've manifested thy name.
Et Père, j'ai manifesté ton nom.
Unto the men which thou gavest unto me out of the world.
À l'égard des hommes que toi tu m'as donné hors du monde.
I've manifested your name.
J'ai manifesté ton
nom. No, the first stage of redemption.
La première étape de la
is God has to manifest his name to
Dieu
us.
Doit manifester son nom avec
Jesus came. To reveal the very essence of God. He came to reveal the name of God. The very personal personality and essence of God. That's why I love to read the life of Jesus, the Gospels. You know, there's something about it, friends. Because that is who God really is. Yes, God can judge. He has to judge. To be just, he's going to have to judge sin. He judged sin in the person of Jesus Christ. God has to judge. But the heart of God is not judgment. The Bible says God is love. God is agape. God is pure divine love. And when you read the life and death of Jesus, it's a full expression. Such a perfect illustration of divine love. Because Jesus is the personification of divine love. He was the expression of God's love to you and I. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The most precious thing that he could give. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Yet the Bible says, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Jehovah turned his face from his perfectly obedient, well beloved Son. Why?
Pourquoi?
To make reconciliation.
Pour faire la réconciliation.
Because God made him
parce que Dieu lui a
who knew no sin
lui qui n'a pas connu de péché
to become sin
pour devenir péché.
So that we might become enfin, the righteousness
nous,
of God in him.
Devenir la justice de Dieu à la fin.
But the first thing about redemption,
la première chose
à God first has to reveal himself.
Dieu, d'abord,
c'est and Jesus says, Father, I've manifested your name.
Dit, Père, je
I've revealed who you are.
Je révélé,
he says, I've manifested thy name
je manifesté ton nom,
unto the men
aux hommes,
which thou gavest unto me out of the earth. Imagine that. There's a tithing of the people amongst all the nations of the earth. God has a people. He has a tithing that he calls his people. And Jesus says, Father, I have manifested your name to the men that thou gavest unto me.
Hey.
So God, the eternal,
Dieu éternel
gave Jesus
il a donné à Jésus
love gifts. That's what the prophet said.
Don d'amour, c'est ce que le prophète.
He gave him first the disciples.
Il lui a donné premièrement les disciples.
When Jesus was in the days of his flesh,
quand Jésus était au jour de sa chair,
they were given to him.
Et on lui a, il les a donné.
He said, these are given to you.
Ce sont tes dons.
And for Jesus to recognize who they were, Luke 6 tells us he spent the whole night in prayer. He went into a mountain, prayed all night. Then he came the next day. And out of the 70 and out of the rest of them, he chose 12. 11 were given of the Father. One was necessary to fulfill a dirty job. Because God always uses a dirty person to do a dirty job. And there needed to be a Judas. There needed to be a son of perdition. He was permitted. But he wasn't given. Because anything that Jesus is given, he says, of all that you gave me, I've lost none of them. Save the son of perdition. Because he was never from the same place in the beginning. But Jesus knew that he had come. Just like the high priest. When the high priest went in, he had 12 stones representing the 12 tribes. He wasn't making intercession for the Ammonites, the Amorites. He wasn't making intercession for the Canaanites. He had a certain people that he was given to make intercession for. He had a certain people that he was given. That he took the blood within the veil to make an atonement for. And friends, God's purpose according to election. And we're going to find that when you get in the seals. That in redemption, under the seals of redemption, because God's great plan of redemption was sealed up with seven seals. And as each of the seals was broken, redemption went forth to the people that God had given him from the earth. And we're going to find there's three sets of people that will be redeemed. Because God's redemption, friends, it stretches farther than we thought. According to the seals, he's going to redeem the wise virgin. That's the bride. But he's also going to redeem the foolish virgin. They are redeemed under the seals as well. And then he comes and he redeems Israel. And those are the things. Those are the ones that receive redemption as the seals of redemption are open. As the great provision of redemption that has been made is released and is revealed in each age. There's certain recipients of that redemption. And Jesus says, I've manifested your name. That's how God calls his children. He manifests his name. And his children recognize who their father is. In every age, God will reveal himself. And something will come forth. Though the vessel may be dirty, might be dead in sin and trespasses. But when God reveals his name, that's when the sheep hear his voice. That's when something comes to life in the souls of certain people. And when Jesus came and revealed the name of his Father, the very essence of Jehovah, most religious people, there was nothing in them to recognize who the Father really was. But there were a people on the earth that recognized it. And those were the ones that had been given to Jesus. And friends, if you are given to him, there's no safer hands that you can be. There's no safer hands. If we have been given to him, it's all going to come out right in the end. We may go through storms. We may go through evils. We may go through trials, temptations. good days and bad.
Le bon jour
that's
le
got nothing jour. To do with it.
Cela n'a rien à faire
because
avec
we're in his hands.
C'est parce que nous sommes à l'entre ses mains.
The Bible says he is in, we are written in the palms of his hands.
La Bible dit que nous étions écrits dans sa main.
There's a certain people on his heart. Tonight,
dans son cœur ce soir.
His eye is upon them.
Et que ses
yeux his
sont
intercession
sur eux.
Is for them.
L'intercession est pour eux.
Certain times it may seem quiet.
Certains moments, ça semble
when all is going well in your life.
Tout semble être bien.
But friends, let the crisis come.
Let
the devil get too close sometime.
Let
the devil try to take advantage of a situation and see the power of his intercession in your life. When you get to the stage, you think you can't take it anymore. We all get there. You think, I don't have strength anymore. I don't even have power to pray. I can't go on. What is it that comes and quickens you at that time? It's not your goodness that brought that forth. It's not your own virtue, your own strength. It's his intercession. It's his personal intercession on your behalf that brings forth redemption once again. A visit of redemption to your soul. Friends, don't think you're stronger than you are. Outside of him, he said, we can do nothing. We are nothing. But in him, all things are possible. All things. And you'll find that with God's people. God's people can go so low that you'll be surprised. God's people can get involved in things that you would never dream they could get involved in. But they're still the people on his heart. And God has made a provision for his people. And God has a great high priest that when the adversary comes to accuse, there's the power of the intercession of the mediator of the high priest. And friends, when he speaks, everything else listens. When he prays, the situation is going to change. It's going to change. And that is the hope of believers all through the ages. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. We can't trust anyone, right from Paul, right to the prophet in our age. You can't trust in the humanity of anyone. Salvation is of the Lord.
Amen.
Under this great plan of redemption, friends, there's one main character, and his name is Jesus. There's one. The prophet says, if you read your Bible and don't see Jesus in a verse, read it again. Under redemption, he's used prophets and messengers. He uses the seven church age messengers. He uses Moses and Elijah to the Jews. But friends, never take your eyes off Jesus. Because redemption, this whole plan, he's the central theme of the entire story. And the prophet says, if he's the central theme of the book, he should be the central theme of his of our lives. And I think, saints, it's really good to remember that. Especially in this age where we're living, where people, friends, they're confusing the message. They're trying to say all manner of things. Friends, go back to the basics again. We have a great high priest and his name is Jesus. And salvation is in no other name. God uses his messengers and his vessels, his ministers, to reveal redemption. But the great works of redemption, we'll see it tomorrow. No man was even worthy to look at that book. John looked and he wept. Because the cry went forth, there was no one in heaven. None of the people that have gone before, right from Adam to today, was even worthy to look on that book of redemption. No one on earth. Imagine in John's day, there was no one on earth at that time. There were great people. None of them was worthy. And no one under the earth, in all the realms, no one was worthy except for the Lamb. except for the lamb.
Et c'est seulement
and
l'agneau.
Friends, always keep that in mind.
Et il faut garder toujours
no
cet
one was worthy.
Il y a personne qui fit dit.
No one was worthy.
Amen. Il y a personne
there was only one kinsman
c'est seulement un seul
who could meet the requirements of redemption.
L'exigence de la
because imagine, Jehovah bound himself
que Jehovah était lié
by his own laws.
Par sa propre loi.
God said a law of redemption, Deuteronomy 25.
La loi de la rédemption,
he says if somebody needs redemption,
si quelqu'un a besoin de la
needs deliverance,
si quelqu'un
needs
besoin de la
restoration,
quelqu'un a besoin de la
needs their possessions restored, needs to be set free from captivity. Jehovah said, I'll make a provision for that. But there are certain strict requirements that are going to have to be met for someone to do that work of redemption. Firstly, the person must be able. If Boaz is going to redeem Ruth and Naomi, he's got to have the money to pay the debt. Otherwise, he's not able. He may be willing, which was the second requirement, but being willing isn't enough. I'm sure you would love to redeem your relatives. You're willing, but you're not able. Because we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We had our own great debt that we had to pay. How could we hope to pay the debt for somebody else? But there was one that was willing and was able. And his name is Jesus. Because he had no debt of his own that he had to pay. He was sinless and spotless and undefiled. He was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He was willing. He says, no man takes my life from me. I lay it down myself. He was willing, friends. No one forced him to do it. In the great Gethsemane conference, when the lamb and the dove, the prophet said, had a conference, and the father came and looked into the eyes of the son and said, son, you've seen the sin-cursed world. You've seen the way that they've treated you. You came to your own received you not. You were despised and rejected of men. Are you still willing to redeem them? And he said, Father, I'm willing. Not my will, but thy will be done. Friends, that was the second requirement of a kinsman. He had to be able, he had to be willing. And the final thing, he had to be a near relative, a close relative, a kinsman. Angels couldn't redeem us. They may be able. They may be willing. But they're not kinsmen to us. God bound himself by a law that for him to redeem us, he had to become a man. He had to become a kinsman, a near relative to us. He had to be virgin born, not born in sin like the rest of us, but he had to be conceived of the Holy Ghost so that he could still be a kinsman, but still be able to meet the requirements. And that is why the birth, the incarnation, God becoming a man, Emmanuel, friends, redemption, it's God's great work. It began in his mind. He paid the price. He's the one who finishes the work. He's the only one who can take the book. He's the only one that can loose those seals. Send forth those anointings of redemption. Send forth the revelation of redemption. Yes, he can reveal it like he did in our age to a prophet. But the prophet never broke those seals. No man can break those seals.
Amen.
The lamb broke the seals.
Amen. C'est l'agneau qui a brisé
and then revealed to the prophet
il a révélé, c'est là
what was under the seal.
Ce qui était sous le sceau.
That's why the book is called the Revelation of
c'est
the seven.
La Bible est appelée
God reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets.
Révèle ses secrets à travers
but the actual work of redemption,
l'œuvre de la rédemption,
it's Christ.
C'est Christ.
And Christ alone.
Et c'est Christ et
there's no one else that can do it.
Personne d'autre qui peut le faire.
And who did Jesus come? He came to redeem his elect.
Il est venu racheter ses élus.
Look what he says in verse 6.
Regarde ce qu'il dit dans verse
6. He says, which thou gavest me out of the world, thine they were, and thou gavest them me. They were always God's children.
Ils ont toujours été les
we were always God's children, friends.
Et
even when we were in sin,
même quand vous étiez dans le péché,
we were his seed.
Nous étions sa sémence.
And in due season,
et au temps convenable,
when the Redeemer came,
le rédempteur est venu,
God says, I give them to you.
Dieu dit, je vous les
donne. They're your responsibility
et
now.
C'est ta responsabilité maintenant.
You must pay for them.
Vous devez payer
you
pour
must them. Redeem them.
Vous devez les
but that's not enough.
Et ça, ce n'est pas
you
ça.
Must safely see them through to the
vous
end of the journey.
Voir jusqu'à la fin du voyage.
And how he did it is revealed under the seals.
Comment il a fait, il a révélé cela dans le
how temps. God has seen his children through to the end of the journey.
Ses enfants jusqu'au dernier âge.
So that thine they were. These are the vessels of honor
set
aside unto the master's use. These are the chosen from before the foundation of the world. Who they are? Only he knows. There may be people out there today that are his, but he just hasn't revealed his name yet. He hasn't manifested himself. That's why we say, don't judge anything before the time. Don't write people off too quickly. It might be a thief on the cross. He may come right in at the end. The thief was the last one into paradise.
Amen.
Don't judge people too quickly. Because only he knows exactly who his children are. And Jesus goes on to say how he revealed himself to them. Look in verse 9. Now look at his intercession. He says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Now, friends, put yourself there.
Il faut vous mettre là-bas, hein?
Are you telling me,
est-ce que vous voulez me dire
that that prayer
et que cette prière
will go unanswered?
Va aller sans réponse.
That prayer that Jesus
cette
prayed.
Prière que Jésus a prié.
He says, I'm not praying for the world.
Je ne prie pas pour le monde.
There's many not in the book of life.
Il y a beaucoup de gens qui ne sont pas
there's
dans
many not in the Lamb's book of life, that section of the book.
Pas dans le livre de vie de l'agneau.
But Father, I'm praying
mais je prie, Père,
for them
pour
that are thine. Those that thou hast given unto me. He bypassed everybody else.
Il a contourné tout le monde.
Friends, this great mystery of redemption.
C'est grand mystère de la rédemption.
God, he's the one.
Dieu est le
he
seul
takes the material.
Et qui a pris le
he
material.
Lays it out.
Et il met cela
puts the pattern on the top.
Et il va mettre le
and he cuts out and says,
et il commence à couper
this will be the wise virgin, this will be the foolish.
Lui, sera la
but the prophet says the same material.
La vierge.
Friends, there's Christians out there today in the denominations of the same caliber as you and I. And sometimes better, the prophets say. But God is the one who laid. It says, these will go through a tribulation. These will go through a rapture. These will receive a message. These will be redeemed another way. But there's still redemption. The redemption of the foolish virgin. Friends, God is not willing that any should perish. God's great purpose and program is far deeper than you and I ever imagined. It spreads far wider than we ever would have dreamed. And that's what we find revealed under those seals. How he redeemed. Who he redeemed. That's what's under the seals. Jesus. Praying in verse
9.
He's doing exactly the same thing. As Aaron beyond the veil. He's praying for a specific people. He's praying for the people of God. He's praying for the people on his heart. Those that have a representation in the presence of God. Those that God had sent him to make intercession for. Those that God sent him to sprinkle the blood for. Those that God sent him to take the incense within the veil for. To make intercession for Israel. It is all speaking about Jesus and his great work of redemption. Now look in verse 11. He starts getting to the point now. He says, and now I am no more in the world.
Mais je ne suis plus dans le monde.
But these are in the world.
Mais ils sont dans le monde.
You see why he needs to pray?
Et pourquoi il devrait prier?
Because while he's been there,
pendant qu'il est là,
as their great kinsman,
comme les grands rédacteurs,
they've had the high priest walking with them.
Ils ont marché avec les grands sacrificateurs.
When there's deception and false teaching,
il y a déception et
no problem.
Il y avait pas de
Jesus
problème.
Calls them together.
Jésus va les
brothers, have a seat.
Asseyez-vous, frère.
Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
Il faut faire attention de lever du pharisien.
And then they could ask him questions.
Et on va lui demander des questions.
But what did you mean by this? What is the parable of the sower? Explain these things. You see, they've had him himself there.
Et lui-même était là-bas.
Those disciples were given to him of the Father.
Lui a été donné.
Friends, he took that responsibility upon his heart. He wouldn't let them be deceived.
Il ne pouvait pas permettre
he wouldn't let them be persecuted.
Il ne pouvait pas leur permettre.
Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane. When Judas came and he brought the soldiers and the temple guards and they came with swords and staves, the Bible says. They came to arrest the disciples as well. And Jesus stood in the way. The great high priest. And he says, it's me you're looking for. Leave them alone.
Hey.
And not one of them was arrested. Is that not amazing? The whole power of Rome and the Jewish leadership was against those disciples. But Jesus, just through the power of his mediator work, he stood there and he says, it's me you're seeking for. Let them go. That's what he said. And every one of them went. And not one of them was arrested. Friends, that's the power of having a high priest. That's the power of having a mediator who has been given you as his personal responsibility. Yes, the devil's going to put everything he can against the church. Under the seals, we see it. When Satan gets on the red horse and persecutes the church. But there's going to be an intercession. There's going to be an anointing released to those people. God is going to take them through whatsoever the devil's going to throw at them. And where is that power coming from? The great high priest. The great prayer of redemption that he makes for his people. And that's why he says it there. He prays for them. And he says, I'm not in the world, verse 11. But these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. So Jesus, the great man of God, the Son of God, he's going to go to the great tabernacle above. He's going to go to be seated on the right hand of the Majesty on high. And now his disciples are going to be left behind. And Jesus is going to make sure that full intercession is made for them. And that he receives the full assurance in himself. That full provision is going to be made for them in his absence. That's what he's praying for. What is he praying for here? He's praying for them saying, I'm going. Father, they need you. They need a great plan of redemption to keep them. And that's why he prays like that. He says, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given unto me, that they may be one as we are one. And you think, friends, you think of those disciples, as weak as they were at that time, as confused many times as they were. You trace their lives and you see how they glorified God. You see how God protected and used those men. It wasn't their own virtue. It wasn't their own goodness. Friends, they had a representation that they could obtain help in time of need. And we can do the same tonight. And if you think then, imagine Jesus in his body of flesh as a man, having been stripped of his glory. He could have such power to pray for his disciples then. And we see it unfolded through those early ages, the power of that prayer. How much more tonight? When all power in heaven and earth has been given unto him. And he's there in the presence of God for us tonight.
Do
you think he's going to forget about you?
He's
not going to forget about you, friend. It's the devil who tells us those things. But he'll never ever fail the people that's on his heart. So Jesus was going to leave the earth. But he knows what's going to come. There's going to come deception. The white horse rider. Satan's going to come to deceive. Because Satan is a cunning enemy. There's going to come persecution under the red horse rider. They're going to be put to death, Christians. It's going to come gross darkness through the dark ages. Satan's going to try to shut out the light. And then there's going to come the worst age of them all, Laodicea. When it all comes together. And there's going to be a lukewarm age. And there's going to be a blind age. And there's going to be a great falling away. Jesus knew these people. They're going to need a provision made for them. And like I say, that's what we find under the seals. But look who he prays. Verse 12. We'll just read that. We'll skip a little bit here. Verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee. You see, Jesus knew there needs to be a provision of grace for these people. The Father's going to have to do something because he knows the vulnerability of each and every one of us if we were just left to ourselves. Friends, the devil would have overtaken you and I dozens of times this week. If it wasn't for the grace of God. Remember, Job had a hedge of fire, protection around him. The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him. The provision that God has made. God has put gifts, ministers, prophets, apostles, given us his word, given us revelation, given us his spirit. Everything that the church requires. Jesus was making intercession saying, Father, you know how to equip them. You know how to empower them. You know how to keep them to the end of the journey. Because Father, they are mine. Because you gave them to me. And as I was here on earth and I lost none when I was here, Father, I'm coming to thee. I'm going to be the high priest. Father, I'm going to make sure that none of them are lost. None of them are going to be lost. Except for the son of perdition. Verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. He's already prayed that prayer. It was very easy for Jesus to have gone with his disciples at that time. But it wasn't good for us. Because every single one of us has received salvation and grace, either directly or indirectly, because of those apostles. Those apostles. Friends, when we get to the new city, Jerusalem, their names are written there. Those were special people. Those weren't lightweight people. They were the chosen ones that he chose to send forth the gospel. And then the church ages came and they were the messengers. But these apostles, Jesus had to leave them so that the gospel could go forth, so that we would know the greatness of what God did for us. Then Paul had to come and the rest to expound and unveil the mysteries of it. But we know Thomas went to India and The different things in Fox's Book of Martyrs. These were mighty men. And Jesus left them, but he prayed for them first of all. Because up to verse 20, he's praying for his disciples. But the good thing, we're also his disciples. But look in verse 20 now. It says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Friends, the same power is there for us. He's prayed for us. Do you think that prayer is not going to be answered? Friends, I don't care if today I don't feel like praying. It's got nothing to do with it. He's prayed. Because we're the people on his heart. He's the great high priest, friends. That's the power of this prayer of redemption. There was a provision made for every one of the elect right to the end. Because he's going to lose none of them. But he knows there's going to be deception come. And even in this message, there's so much deception that people want to tell you to worship Brother Branham and all that nonsense. Friends, some people put too much on the prophet. Some don't put enough. How we need the high priest to make intercession for us so that the anointing comes on us, so that we can walk right in the middle of the road, so that we can walk exactly where we're supposed to walk in this age, not turning to the left hand or to the right. And friends, I'm sure you desire that as much as me. And we are the people on his heart. And I'm sure whenever we start going astray, the power of intercession kicks in. Father, and an anointing comes and God puts us back in line. Like the prophet when he saw the preview of the bride, and some of them at the back started getting out of line. He cried, get back in line. I believe that, friends. You can't deceive the elect. You may confuse them for a season, but with such a great high priest, Jesus himself, the one who kept all those disciples as a hen keeps her chickens under the wing. We're just as much the disciples as they were. We're just as much the ones that have been given as they were. He's there representing us just as much as he represented them. And that's what the seals will reveal. His redemption. Christ our Redeemer. As we're singing about today. Jesus had prayed, Father, don't take them from the world. They have a mission in the world. There's a purpose and each of them will be there in each age. But Father, I'm praying, keep them from the evil. Don't let them become something which is too much for them. That's the divine promise. He'll never put on us more than we're able to bear. If you think it's too much, take it to the throne of grace, casting all of your care upon him, because he cares for you. Just take that burden to the Lord and leave it there, and you'll find out that he's faithful. Because the prayer of the great high priest has gone forth, saying, Father, don't take them from the world. They have to live in the world, but keep them from the evil. Keep them from the evils of Laodicea. Keep them of the evils of all that Satan will throw before them. That's why sometimes you'll be tempted, and you're just about to give in, and something just quickens you. And you're like, how did that happen? Because he prayed.
Amen.
Father, keep them from the evil.
Amen.
It's the power of his intercession, friends. That's what's kept us thus far. And that's what's going to take us all the way home. That's what we're trusting in. Our great high priest. The prophet says he has to remain there until that last name is safely sealed away. Then he comes to take that which is his. That's why he prays. Is it not wonderful? Look in verse 21. Verse 20 says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe. That's us. And look what he prays for us. That they may all be one. I don't care if ministers want to cause division. God's people will be one in the end. Because he prayed for us to be one. And do you think that prayer is not going to be answered?
Est-ce que vous pensez
the prophet said it may take a persecution to run us together.
La persécution pour nous mettre à
but the genuine seed of
mais
God will be one. Because he
un.
Prayed for it.
Et je pense qu'il a
that they may all be one as thou Father art in me and I in thee and so forth. Verse 22.
Verset 22.
And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Friends, look what he's given us.
Il nous a donné
the glory of revelation.
La gloire
the glory of his fellowship.
La gloire
the glory of his redemptive attributes.
De ses attributes redemptifs.
This is the glory, Father, that you gave me.
La gloire que vous m'avez donné, Père,
giving them.
Je les ai donné aussi.
Who's he praying for? It's praying for us.
Priez,
for them that shall believe.
Pour ceux qui croient,
because of the word.
Pour ceux qui croiront à cause de la parole.
I think that's quite an outstanding thing.
Une chose grande,
is we fail many times
de fois nous faillissons,
to discern this inheritance.
Pour discerner cet héritage.
Now let's finish
et terminons
with verse 24.
Avec verse
look what 24. He finishes this prayer with.
Regarde comment il a terminé cette prière.
Father, I will that they also. Now, don't forget, that's you and me.
Ne faut pas oublier que c'est vous.
That they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, amen. That they may behold my glory. Amen. Friends, what a wonderful thing he prayed for.
Chose merveilleux.
That we
et que nous
may be with him
puissons être avec lui
and behold his glory.
Et voir sa gloire.
I'm sorry if there's some people
je
who don't find it interesting.
Si
but to me, I find it so powerful to my soul. He's already prayed for me
il a déjà prié pour
to
moi.
Be with him in his glory.
D'être avec lui dans la gloire.
Friends, do you think the devil's got any say in that matter? Who's more powerful? The great high priest or the adversary? The high priest. He's already paid for every sin that you've committed, every mistake that you've made and are going to make. Past, present, future. He said it's finished on the cross. He's already paid the full price of our redemption.
Le prix entier de notre rédemption.
And that's what the seals will reveal to us.
C'est que
our great kinsman redeemer.
Notre grand rédempteur.
That's why the prophet starts with the breach.
Que le prophète a commencé
to show us the kinsman redeemer and who he really is.
Qui, ouais, le grand rédempteur.
Don't look at yourself.
Il faut pas regarder à vous-même.
Look away to Jesus.
Il faut regarder à Jésus.
Look at him.
Il faut regarder
look
à
what he is to us tonight.
Ce qu'il est pour nous ce soir.
Imagine we can come without. The Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought.
Dit, nous ne savons, nous ne
but
savons
the
pas
Spirit
comment
bears us. In our infirmities. And he quickens us and we can pray according to the will of God.
Et selon la volonté de Dieu.
It's like we come into our high priest
et
and we're tired.
Si nous venons dans notre sacrificateur.
See, Jesus, I can hardly pray today.
Et je peux
and he puts his arm around you.
Et il met sa main
and the sur same anointing that's on him starts to come on you.
Qui est sur vous,
and you start to find a quickening.
Et vous allez trouver
where did that come from? I didn't think I was going to be able to pray today. It's our big brother. The world has their devil big brother. But there's the true big brother, and that's Jesus, friends. The Bible says he's not ashamed to call himself our brethren, Paul says. He's our brother. He understands what we're going through. He came to a grave of Lazarus where someone had died that he loved. And he wept. Friends, he knows what it's like. He knows what it's like to groan inside. He knows what it's like to be tempted. He knows what it's like to feel forsaken. He was forsaken on the cross. Now listen to what the prophet says about that verse 24. Let's read it again. Father, the end of his great prayer of redemption for his chosen. He says, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. The prophet says,
le prophète dit,
in things that are to be,
dans les choses qui doivent arriver,
he says, Jesus only asked for one thing
Jésus a demandé une seule chose
in his prayer to the Father.
Dans sa prière pour le Père.
He says, do you know what that was?
Vous savez ce que c'est?
One thing.
Une seule chose.
After all his sacrifice that he did here on earth.
Sacrifice qu'il a fait ici sur
the life that he lived.
La vie qu'il a vécu,
the path that he walked.
Le sentier qu'il a marché,
he asked for one thing.
Il a demandé une seule chose.
That where I am, they may be also. He asked for our fellowship.
Friends.
Like I said, let's consider the timing of this prayer. He's about to become the sacrifice of the sins of the world. It's now the hour of darkness. He's just a few steps to Gethsemane. He's got Calvary the next day. And what is his desire that's on his heart, friends? That shows what's in his heart. In that extreme time, that crisis of the ages, he could have asked anything. But he says, Father, I want them to be with me. When you glorify me with the glory I had with you, Father, just one thing. I want their fellowship.
Friends.
What a wonderful thing.
Quelle chose merveilleuse.
How can somebody not love Jesus? I don't understand it.
Comment quelqu'un ne peut pas aimer
Jésus? The truth is they've never ever considered who this man is.
Ils n'ont jamais considéré
who can compare with him?
No
one can compare with Jesus.
Personne que tu peux comparer avec
friends, you can take amen. All of the people of the world in one hand. We are but dust compared to him.
Et lui comparer.
He's pure gold.
Il est l'or pur.
He's the perfect one.
Il est le parfum.
That's why Solomon.
Solomon.
He says he's the altogether lovely one.
Et tous ensemble, c'est le bien-aimé.
And friends, you just need to spend more time with him.
Vous devez passer plus du temps avec
spend more time reading about him.
Pensez du temps à lire la Bible.
Spend more time meditating of who he is. What he did for us.
Ce qu'il est
and where is he now? I know people try to take him off the mercy seat, friends. I'm not interested in getting involved in this. The prophet right to 65 told us he's on the mercy seat. He has to stay there till the last one comes in. He has to be the high priest of every single one of us. He has to stay with the people on his heart there, like the high priest, with the sprinkled blood on the mercy seat, until the last one comes in. Then he casts the devil out, the prophet says, the adversary. Takes his church. When the church goes up, Satan comes down. Incarnates in the beast. In the Pope, becomes the beast. The tribulation starts. But he's taken that which he's redeemed. You can't make it fit together any other way, friends. I've listened to all the arguments on all sides. And you know what I find is the answer? Keep it simple. Just keep it simple. Keep it in line with the scripture. If you just take certain quotes from the church seals book, you can make it seem as off the mercy seat. But the prophet never finished preaching until 65. So continue from there. And you'll find the prophet so many times tells you, no, no, no. He has to stay there. He has to mediate. No. He takes the book when the last one has come in. We'll see it as we get into the seals. But friends, how confused we could be. Otherwise we'll say, but do we have a high priest tonight? Of course we have a high priest tonight. Paul told us in the Bible, we have a high priest. We have a throne of grace. If Paul had it, we have it as well. We can approach tonight to the throne of grace. The prophet says he asked for our fellowship. That's the only thing he asked the Father in the prayer was for your companionship together. If you want to read it, it's in John 17:24. He then asks a question. Then how much should we desire him? If he desires us so much, how much should we desire him? He says, now listen. If you are really born of the Spirit of God, that means everything to you. It ain't some book of rules. It isn't a book of rules, just a book of rules.
Règles,
you don't live by laws and so forth.
La loi,
you live by the grace of God
Dieu,
and by the Spirit of God.
Et par de Dieu.
And that's what the seals are going to show us. Is that it's a message of grace. It's grace from the beginning. It's grace to the end. It's not your works. Lest any man should boast. It's his works. His great redemptive works. And he friends. He's prayed for us. And so many times, I'm sure you'll be like me. You wonder, where does the virtue come from? Where does the quickening kick in from? You've done your best. You've tried this. You run out of steam. Or discouragement wants to come or whatever. And from somewhere, beyond the blue, some heavenly realm,
it
becomes a fresh something to the soul. Friends, I 100% believe that's the power of his intercession. Father, he needs a touch. Give him a touch. Father, she needs a restoration. Granted that restoration. And whatsoever he asks, it shall be granted. And friends, that is the believer's hope from the beginning to the end. That sums up the gospel. Our great kinsman redeemer. That's why once the seals were broken, those elders, they took off their crowns. They threw them at his feet. And they said, you are worthy. We've been crowned because of you. But you deserve the honor. You deserve the glory. You deserve it all. And friends, that's what it's going to be like when we get there. Like old Moses when he got there. And they said, Moses, come for your robe and come for your crown. Don't talk to me about a robe or a crown. Let me just stand here and look at him for 1,000 years. Friends, don't you want to meet him? I so much want to meet him, friends. I want to see him. The one who died for me. I just want to fall at his feet that day and say, it's just amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me to ask him, why was I in your heart? Like Ruth said, what have you seen in me? I'm a stranger. Why did I find grace in your sight? Friends, I think we need to stay in that position. Humble. Realizing that it's all by his grace. And I do believe that the power of his intercession, no matter what situation we're in, it's going to see us through to the end. Let's stand. Let's sing before we come to communion. Sing that song. My faith looks up to thee, O Lamb of Calvary.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary. Me.
Love's darkness I tread, and grips around me spread. Be thou my God, be darkness turned to day. White sorrows, tears away. No, let me ever stray from thee.
Let's sing that song. Thou art my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. Remember the prophet the other week we saw it at the prayer meeting? He said, just make love to him. Just praise him. If you don't feel like it, offer a sacrifice of praise. If there's something trying to weigh you down, press in. Offer a sacrifice. His friends, he's worthy of praise. After the song to time of prayer, let's prepare ourselves for the communion table. Let's sing that song. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Friends, there's a hiding place. No, there was a place that the Lord said to Moses, come and stand in the cleft of the rock. And the glory of the Lord passed. Maybe you need a refuge now. You need a hiding place from the storm. Friends, there's a hiding place in the Rock of Ages.
Amen.
Let's sing this and enter into a time of prayer.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in it. Let the Lord
Heavenly Father, how thankful we are that we've come for communion upon this evening, Lord. Father, our communion is with you. And Father, how we thank you that you grant us grace just to come into your presence, Lord. Father, how, Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand is life, is joy is forevermore. Jesus, you've granted us access unto the tree of life. Father, by the way of the blood of the Lamb. And Father, we come so gladly upon this day. Father, knowing there's a perfect provision for us. Knowing, Lord, that we have a high priest. Father, and how we rest in you, Jesus. How we rest in you that when you were a man, when you were among us, oh, walking the streets of Israel, the shores of Galilee, how you made intercession for us. And Jesus, we thank you for that, Lord. And even upon this night, how we trust in you. That Jesus, all is well and all is under your control. Father, as we come now to partake of these elements of communion, may you please bless this bread. We thank you for the bread that speaks of the broken body of our kinsman redeemer. We thank you, Lord, for the wine that speaks of the blood of redemption, the purchase price of redemption. Father, there's a greater than Boaz that has done a work of redemption. And that is you, Jesus. And it wasn't just silver and gold and corruptible things, but the precious blood of God himself. And that is our rest upon this day. Help us as we partake, as we wash one another's feet. Father, many people aren't here upon this night. But Father, I know, Jesus, that you have prayed for them. And Lord, we pray for them because you have prayed for them. And we pray, Lord, just manifest yourself unto their souls once again. That as we had come by your grace next time to communion service, that Father, you would have brought them. Father, for our brother David, Jesus, we come unto the throne of grace once again on behalf of our brother. We do not tire to come unto thee because you taught us not to tire in prayer. But Jesus, we know that Father, he is one of your people, that he's upon your heart. We believe, Jesus, that you've made intercession for him because you died for him. You shed your blood for him. Now we ask and pray, Jesus, that you would just do a work for him. Father, that the virtue of your work of redemption as our great Jehovah Jireh, our great Jehovah Rapha, that Jesus, those attributes would manifest on behalf of our brother upon this night. How we pray, Jesus, you are our kinsman avenger. May you just look down with anger, Lord, upon the devil and what he's doing to our brother to keep him from fellowship. And Jesus, we ask of thee that you will just be quick and hasten, Lord, for your glory to glorify your name in the life of our brother. And may you raise him up. We ask, Jesus, we want to be back in fellowship with our brother. Jesus, you prayed for our fellowship. You prayed for that, and we pray for the fellowship of our brother as well. And we ask, Lord Jesus, for your glory, that you will do it. And Father, for our brothers that are at work tonight, may you have mercy upon them. Father, for mothers that haven't managed to come, I do pray for your special communion to be with them. That, Father, you would help Sister Lydia restore her strength at this time. Bring her tomorrow. Father, Brother Tony at work, bless him. Bless his family. I do ask and pray. Father, them that haven't managed to come for other reasons, maybe some, Lord, they fear the communion table. Father, Lord, I would ask and pray that you'd reveal the greatness of the provision that you've made for them in the perfect sacrifice of blood. I pray, Lord, that they would look away to Jesus once again between now and the next communion, that they would see that a provision was already made for every sin and every trespass, that there's a fountain that's opened in the house of David for the cleansing of sin. I just pray, Jesus, just reveal that to them. Lord, we long to be with them at your table. We long to wash one another's feet, Lord, because you've prayed for us to be with you in your glory. Jesus, help us to be together here during the days of our tribulation, during the days of our flesh. You help us, Lord, we pray. Father, bless your people upon this night. Bless us as we partake of this table. Bless our foot washing tonight. And Father, as we go from this place, watch over us tonight. Give us good rest. Bring us back tomorrow and take us deeper, Lord, we pray. In the simplicity of redemption, we ask that we may glorify your name. Father, thank you for the interpreter upon this night. Bless him. Renew his strength. Thank you for the musicians. You bless them. Be with us now in the remainder of this service, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Saints, let's just open our communion scripture. Let's open Matthew 26.
Matthieu 26.
As we come to communion.
Pendant que nous arrivons à la communion.
It's so nice when everybody comes for communion.
C'est bien quand tout le monde.
It's really sad when there's people that aren't there.
Mais c'est triste quand les autres ne sont pas.
So let's really pray for those people.
Prions pour ces gens-là.
Some have genuine reason.
D'autres ont des raisons véritables.
But sometimes it's sin.
Et des fois c'est le péché.
May they realize.
Et ils ont compris.
That the atonement for sin has been made.
Et que l'expiation pour le péché a
and
été
all we
faite.
Need now is one thing.
Il y a une seule
if
chose,
we confess our sins,
si nous confessons nos péchés,
he is faithful to
il
forgive
est fidèle
and to cleanse us of all
unrighteousness.
You don't need to beat yourself on the back.
Il n'a pas besoin de te frapper.
You don't need to go on a pilgrimage.
Et tu n'as pas besoin de faire un pèlerinage.
You just need to look away
et tu as besoin juste de regarder
to God's provided way.
À la voie pour vivre
just
par
with
Dieu.
Sorrow in your heart,
et
godly sorrow worketh repentance.
Cœur, la repentance.
And just confess I've sinned.
Et confesse que
I've fallen short of the glory of God.
J'ai tombé de la gloire de Jésus.
There's one who makes intercession.
Il y a les seuls qui
and you'll find the quickening power starts to come back.
La puissance est vivifiante.
And you have a confidence because he draws you to the throne of grace once again.
C'est là vous approchez au trône de la grâce.
Because you were given to him.
C'est parce que vous l'avez,
Matthew 26, let's read from 26.
Matthieu 26, 26.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. What a wonderful thing. Aren't you looking forward to that day? That's when you can drink as much wine as we'd like, saints. Is when we get there.
Quand nous sommes
the new wine of the new kingdom.
Le nouveau vin de ton royaume.
And he's already prayed for us to be
il
there.
A déjà prié pour
let's
nous.
Have
ayons la communion.
Christ, have I redeemed my life on the cross, died for the sinner, died all his dues, speak of your soul.
with the blood of the Lamb, and I pass, will pass over you. Chain open for sin, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood. Just please you are in the sea, this in cleansing blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, great compassion, boundless love. Faithful and true, find peace and shelter under the blood, and I'll pass, will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Some will come later than others, but no one will miss out at his table.
Dans sa table.
Let's read John.
Jean.
This is just before Jesus prayed this great prayer.
Avant que Jésus puisse prier cette grande prière.
But first he went and he washed his disciples'
feet. Il est allé laver le pied de ses disciples.
Let's read from verse 1 and we'll skip and get to the main verses. Let's read from verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, that's John 13, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. He rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. And Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Let's skip to 12. But after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I've done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example, that you should do as I've done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Just ask the brothers to come this side, sisters to come this side, and God bless you. Confess it.
Hallelujah.
Friends, it's wonderful to believe it. Don't you believe there's a crown?
Amen.
Yes. A crown of life. Hallelujah. The victor's crown. Friends.
Amen.
Because of us? No. Because he overcame.
Amen.
He went before and he overcame. And he's the captain of our salvation. But he leads many sons to glory. And friends, we just keep following our rejected king. That's all we need to. Let's bow our heads. If anybody has a request before we go, if you want to raise your hand. Let's agree together. Father, we just raise our hands to you. Father, if the prophet was here, he could go through this audience and he could tell the needs of the people. And then he would say, who did you touch? You touched the high priest. Jesus, tonight you are the same. Though the prophet might not be here to declare it, but Father, you are the same high priest who is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. You are the same one, Lord, that is drawn on the scene because of our distress. You're the same one, Lord, that can lead and guide and govern, to encourage, to send the comforter, to send the restorer of our souls, to send what it is when we get to certain conditions. And Jesus, it never ceases to amaze us, your faithfulness, Lord. Even as the word says, when we are not faithful, yet you remain faithful. And Jesus, the promise of your word, you said you would be with us. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us, but you'd be with us. Even in us to the end of this road. And Jesus, we just want to thank you for that, to thank you for the blood, to thank you for the cross, to thank you for the price that has been paid, to thank you for Calvary, to thank you for salvation, to thank you for the plan of redemption, that you've unfolded, and Father, by your grace, you put us in your book. And Jesus, you're coming to take us home. So we worship thee upon this day. We renew our vows to you. We give ourselves into your hands once again, and we say, Lord, some through the waters, some through the flood, some through deep trials, but all through the blood. Jesus, you know the way that we take, and when we shall come forth, we shall be as gold. Father, as our brother Joby said, so Father, we commit every need into your hands. Be with us as we gather in this place tomorrow. May this be a Bethel tomorrow, a house of God, that Father, we will fellowship with you in this sacred place. Give us good rest. Keep us safe on the way, Father, to the various places that we'll go. Gather us in your name in the new day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.
God be with you till we meet again. God be with you till we meet again. By His counsel, God uphold you. With His shape securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet. Jesus, till we meet you.